few years ago, my kids bought me a pair of colorblind sunglasses as a birthday present. You see, I am a part of the 8% of men who are afflicted with colorblindness. The 8% of men who have had to answer ridiculous questions since childhood. So when you see red, what do you see? Several years ago, a couple of geniuses came up with the technology behind colorblind sunglasses. Perhaps you've seen the videos of these customers putting on some shades and losing it. The newfound gift of colors, it is too much to bear. The tears flow and they flow. This is what I was hoping for. Yet, sadly, I am a part of the even smaller percentage for whom these technological marvels cannot provide aid. Not yet, anyway, though I haven't given up hope. Even still, the technology fascinates me. When you're colorblind, the photoreceptors in your eye can fuse certain wavelengths of light and blend them with others. What colorblind glasses try to do is selectively filter out those wavelengths that would typically lead to confusion, thus giving you a clearer spectrum of color reality. It's brilliant, really. What we have here is a fitting metaphor for the gospel. When the gospel of Jesus Christ becomes your guiding truth, you begin to see differently. One of the really cool things about Jesus' miracles is they don't just show something, they teach something. In Luke 18, for instance, Jesus heals a man of his physical blindness. But right before this happens, Jesus' disciples reveal their spiritual blindness. It's like Jesus is saying, it's not just the physically blind who need a miracle of sight. We all do. That's what the gospel of Jesus does for us. The world, your life, your purpose, you begin to see everything through a new lens. Like colorblind glasses, the gospel lenses begin to block out the confusing, deceptive wavelengths that sin produces so that we can see more clearly the reality of God's kingdom and the beauty of Jesus.